بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I'm explaining the scripture that we should have moderation in our ibadat. And in there we read the hadith of Hadrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who felt that he had become a hypocrite. And he expressed that to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his reasoning was that when we are with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our iman is at a very high. But when we are back with our family, in our business, then our condition is different. So we are not the same. So he said, Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala has become a munafiq. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that's my condition also. So they went to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that while in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the level of iman cannot be maintained all the time. When we are in our family, in our business, our other things, we get influenced by that. And that does not mean that a person has become a munafiq or that he has lost his iman. That is a natural thing that happens to a person. And all conditions are from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. However, we have to keep on trying that our iman goes at a high all the time. We have to keep on trying. And we have to keep on making dua that at the time of maut, we are fully connected with Allah Ta'ala. At that time, our connection should not be with our business, with our family also. In fact, ulama have written that at the time of maut, don't bring the family in front of the person that his heart inclines towards them. And he doesn't want to die and he doesn't want to go to akhirat. At that time, speak to him about akhirat, the faith, the ni'mat of Allah. Don't speak at all about the azab of Allah Ta'ala. Only Allah's favors, let him have hope, great hope in the mercy of Allah. And in that way, a person should leave this world. Further in the explanation, the life of man consists of body and soul. Allah has made us with our body also. And the body has got a right on us also. And the main is our ruh, the soul. The real life is of the soul. The body is just a conveyance for this worldly life of ours. From the time we are born till the time of maut. Otherwise the ruh was before there also. And the ruh carries on the journey. So both of them have got their rights on us. But we can easily understand the right of the ruh is much, much more greater than the right of the body. The body is nourished by his endeavors to earn and sustain himself. The body, we have to earn, we have to give the body food, that also, and if we do it according to the teachings of Islam and in the limits of Islam, and for the pleasure of Allah, then all that also becomes ibadat. All our earning also becomes ibadat. Our eating becomes ibadat. Our sleeping becomes ibadat. So such a perfect deen Allah has given to us that we are allowed to see to all our dunya's things which we call and we get ibadat and it's turned now into deen. While the soul is nourished by a spiritual relationship with his creator. The soul will be with the zikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, namaz. That is what gives the food, the ruh, the soul. So the ruh must be also given its food, and the body must be given, must also be given its food, and all this must be done, not how we think, but how Allah wants us to do. Not like the Christians, they went into their monasteries, they became nuns and monks, and they did not fulfill the rights of their body, they could not manage it, and they could not fulfill what they wanted to do with a good intention also, but they could not fulfill it. Allah has given us a balanced way of our life, and that is what we should maintain. Company, environment, and circumstances influences him, and the change in his state of mind does not entail hypocrisy. As we are in different condition, we will be in a different state of mind. Therefore, also it's very important that we make tarbiyat and nurture our family people also, so that we get influenced by them. Now, if they are fully in dunya, and they want all the things of dunya, even the haram things, that will also influence us. But if we nurture them properly with ta'aleem in the house, they will also ask for dunya deen's things. And then we will get influenced more with deen, with them also. Our business also, we should not have it where there is music, for example, where there are other haram things. Our business should be also in such a way that it encourages us towards deen. We do our business also Islamically, and in the Islamic way. In this way, wherever, whatever environment we are in, we will be encouraged towards deen. Neither is the enjoyment of life's bounties contrary to the requirements of worship and spirituality. Seeing to the rights of our body within the limits and in the correct way, this is never against the commands of Allah and against what Allah wants to. We are fully not only permitted, but we are told in Sharia that we must fulfill the rights. وَلَيْ نَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٌ. Your nafs also has got a right. See to it that you give the sleeping rights of the body to the body. How much of sleep it requires, give it that amount. But now not over the limit. How much food the body requires, give it that food also. So what is required of the body, the necessities, give it. But not influenced by a Western way of life. And now the body needs so much sports also. The body needs going for a holiday also. That is all things that are not in Islam. Islamically, what has been specified and what must be given to the body, give it. But not what we think, not what other people think, and these not what the kuffar dictate to us. We must go according to our own system and the teachings of Islam. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرِجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ask them, who has forbidden the beauty that Allah has produced for His servants and the pure foods? What Allah has made permissible, who can make that haram? Allah has made permissible various things in our lives, which are the enjoyments of this life also. And food also, that also Allah has made halal. But Allah has not made, nobody can make it haram. But we have got our priorities, and we see the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the lives of the Sahaba, they also knew this ayat. But what kind of a life they lived. They did not go and indulge in this dunya's enjoyment and that. They knew this ayat more better than what we know it. And for us to take out other wrong meanings from this ayat, and we go to town with dunya's things and with the ways of the kuffar, and then we present this ayat. This ayat was not to make halal the haram things of the kuffar. This ayat was to give the right of the body to the body within its limitation and the correct way. One should not be disillusioned by his mental state. Rather, he should seek to fulfill his obligations to Allah and to his creation. What our mental state, we are very weak, and guidance we will find in the Quran and Hadith. And who our hearts tell us, these are righteous people who want to please Allah, see their lives and make our lives according to that. Otherwise, we'll use our own discretion, we will easily get misled, and Shaitan is just waiting to mislead us. And particularly, the leaders of the community, you see, ulama, then a shaitan misleads them, then a whole great portion of Allah's creation gets misled also. So we must be very, very, very much apprehensive of shaitan and his tricks. Ideally, a person should divide his time between conversing with Allah Ta'ala, introspection, pondering and meditation over the system of Allah, and fulfilling his worldly needs of food and drink. That is, we should give time to thinking, making muraqabah. What am I doing? Is it right? How much am I preparing for akhirat? What should I be doing? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? And we should ponder and meditate in the creation of Allah, so that our iman becomes stronger all the time. And fulfill our needs of the body also. We have to eat, eating time, eat. Don't overindulge. Don't make haram what Allah has made halal. Eat what Allah has made halal. But this does not mean that we go and eat any time, any kind of chicken, and we say that Allah Ta'ala, don't make haram what Allah has made halal. What is haram is haram. We cannot make that halal. And so, to fulfill your rights also, and you want to have some delicious foods occasionally. That is also fully permitted. But now don't make a habit. And the lives of the Sahaba of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was hardly ever they had delicious food. Very occasionally. Otherwise the very basics only they lived on. And that was the way of life. According to some ulama, the elevated spiritual state that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala had experienced in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was due to his intrinsic power and awe. That is the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just by being in his company, just like that, the man of Allah ta'ala, when we are in their company, we think differently, we act differently. When we are on our own, we with our family, we in the business, we with other people, then it has an effect on us. So we should try and spend time with the righteous and the pious and become such that when we go to our environment of the home and the business, that we don't get influenced by that, but we influence that environment. We must become so strong that we just don't get carried away wherever we go, but we bring the right influence everywhere. In other words, his personality had the ability to affect the emotions of those who encountered him or were in his presence. Naturally, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position was so high, his spirituality was so high, that whoever came in contact with him were influenced by him. So the Sahaba took that influence, and then they influenced the other people after them. And this carried on, and the whole ummah at large is responsible that we bring those correct teachings in our lives, and we influence everyone else. And then the business is the ideal place of da'wat of Islam. And Islam really spread with the merchants, with the business people of Islam. When they interacted with all the people, and those people saw what Islam is, and what kind of business dealings Islam teaches and encourages, then they all became Muslims also. Otherwise, our ibadat will be limited to us and our masjids. But in the business place, a doctor in his surgery and a professional in his office, he interacts with all types of people. Muslims, good Muslims, non-practicing Muslims, non-Muslims, and if he has got Islam and he influences all that environment, Islam will spread very greatly. So we have to learn that we stay in the company of the righteous and the pious, we take the right influence and then we influence other people. But unfortunately today, our whole system is the opposite. We don't go to the righteous and pious people. We don't think of making dhikr, tilawat of Quran Sharif. We haven't got deen in us. Now when we mix with other people in our businesses, everywhere, our entertainment, our sports, whatever, we get influenced by other people. And unfortunately, today we are by and large influenced by the kuffar lifestyle. What their lifestyle is, that we think that is the thing, and we also have to live according to that. So that is completely wrong. We must get it in the right sense, and be influenced by deen, and we influence the people of the world with deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.